Lexmas says he can hear us good in YouTube. It's got to be feedback echo. It's got to be what Coop is doing. Koopa said he had two open.
Oh, look at that.
God fucking damn it, Koopa. And then Nick had traveled out to the West Coast recently, right?
Yep.
This is how Kiwi Farms starts a rumor. Nick got the coof, and the Portland girl got the coof, or her kid got the coof. Yep. One has to wonder, was Nick hanging out with the Portland girl?
Oh. Nah, Nick was in Seattle anyway. Equally terrible place.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 45 of the MGTOWN Podcast, your only weekly source for Ninja Gaiden remakes. As usual, I'm producer Tim. Joining me is Drexel. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Also joining us in studio today, we got the Grimlord in studio. Say hi.
What's up, everyone? It's the Grimlord, and I'm back with a... Oh, I'm on the MGTOWN Podcast. Awesome.
Hey.
Yeah. You and Ken Jennings there and your vile, misogynistic, and disgusting streams.
Oh, man. I had to take those down because, you know, see, one thing, I'll just make this brief, but there was a lot of really important stuff on there because I was talking about my growing up and all that, and I didn't want just everybody on the entire internet streaming that stuff because that was pretty... private and personal stuff that I was talking with Ken about, and Ken was actually helping me through it, kind of. And I was like, oh no, I'm not going to have everybody listening, especially people I don't know from Adam. So I got rid of all that stuff. And when they were doing midstream, I'm just like, click, 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 no.
So, you know, Drex, we talked about this in a live Q&A, but the women, the Karens that got Ken canceled, were streaming one of our shows to themselves and then kind of, you know, calling us incels and saying that we hate women and we're misogynistic, right? All the usual attacks, right? So Ken does a live stream and he invites one of those Karens on to debate with him. And I happen to catch it. So I said, Ken, get me in there. And I go on there and defend the MGTOWN honor. It's the same line I've said many times. You love women often.
Mm.
You don't hate women. You love them quite often.
Yeah, man.
honestly, I summed up the whole red pill movement as asking men to make better choices with their lives. Because at the end of the day, and I managed, like, I made this, I framed this argument in such a way that, like, these women were saying in the chat, it's like, holy shit, I like this guy. He's talking, as you would say, he's spitting facts, right? Mm-hmm. But they're saying it in their usual Karen way. But I just say, like, at the end of the day, the Sophie Long, Michael Long, and Kelly Long case is about a bunch of children caught up in a situation that never should have existed to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So now we can't control women, right? The Catholic Church has tried to do that for thousands of years. How's it going for them?
The only one that can control women are their true masters of the modern era, and that is the government. The government is who controls women. Yeah. Government and corporations.
We can't.
Yep.
Right? So what we can control is the advice that we give to other men in a manosphere, and women who come to the manosphere and want to learn more, want to educate themselves about the manosphere, that's what we're here for. We're not here to... we're not a misogynistic podcast, first of all. Like I said, you and I are both super straight and we love women. Right? We have our various relationships with women. We bring women in to talk to us. And then the other one, well, the other side, of course, is to always call us incels and we disown them, right? We do not claim incels. These are people who worship pussy These are people who validate their existence on how much pussy they are or are not getting. And that's not, those aren't people that we can claim.
Well, we got to be fair. We got to be fair. The true incels in this world are married men who don't get any vag, because a quote unquote incel who is a single guy who's saying, well, Drex, I want sex but can't get sex, he can just hire a prostitute, right? He can hire a streetwalker. And then what do they always say? But I want the relationship. See, all that guy has to do is stop caring about the relationship aspect. If he just wanted sex, he could just go ahead and grab a fistful of 20s. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. Grab a fistful of 20s and go make it happen, right?
Unless you're Russell Greer.
Unless you're Russell Greer. And you go to Olive Garden and blow five racks.
I think that the women that went after Ken would probably get along great with you. Because if they're not being satisfied with these beta male simp orbiters that are around them, you can come over and blow their backs out, and you're not going to get clingy. You're not going to be texting them and crying over them.
Nope.
Right? You hear women complain all the time, oh, this guy's so clingy, right?
You know, I've never been called that once my whole life, ever.
That is a statement that I believe to be true.
Never happened. I've never had a girl call me clingy.
Actually enjoy your company.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, and then I'm going to leave.
There's one thing I do want to say about that. These guys that want the relationship, that's why I like the relationship sims and the Japanese novels so much, because you're dealing with those gender dynamics. But, you know, it's more of a fantasy aspect, and they don't want a real date. I mean, let's be clear, because a real date is not going to be like the fantasy that they've got in their heads. You know, they see the anime, and I'm not even talking about the anime. I'm talking about the movies and everything to tell us that it's this fantasy. So I'm like, if you want the fantasy, just freaking live in the fantasy, because you're not going to be happy if you go on the real date and find out, oh my God, this is terrible. This isn't what I thought it was. Because people are not fantasy. That's the difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that. I did inform the Karens that they do not have our permission to rebroadcast our copyrighted content unless it's covered under the Fair Use Clause of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I think that's the correct way to say it. But you have to offer something. If you play our content and offer no commentary, you don't clip, you know, you're not cutting out clips and saying, well, let's react to these things. No, that's a copyright violation. That's our intellectual property, and we absolutely have full rights to to pursue recourse. Now, I did not copyright strike their stream. They then privated the video, so I think that threat is gone, and I made it clear to these enlightened ladies that they do not have our permission to rebroadcast our content if it's not fair use. If you want to listen to our content, you can find us on our channel. Give us your ad revenue, right? You can visit our where we host the audio files, Libsyn. It's MGTOWN.libsyn.com. Those are legal ways to get a hold of our content, but we certainly don't appreciate someone restreaming it into YouTube and it's not on our channel. We work really hard to make this content, and if you're going to steal it from us, yes, I will pursue recourse. Rex, comment?
I mean, it's...
We know a lawyer.
Have. Yeah, right? Yeah, you just retain Nick Riccata for, five grape sodas. It's just... I don't know. These people, they know what they're doing. They need someone to attack. That's all it is. They just want someone to attack. They need a new boogeyman to make their lives interesting. That's all that is.
But I do think, they got their pound of flesh off Ken. I think I went in there and defended our honor very well. I don't know if they probably won't listen to our content. Our content isn't geared to them. I want to make this very clear that our content is not geared to someone who's in a happy and sexually fulfilling relationship. that's not our audience. Because while you're getting a pee, you think the world's great, right?
Most guys do. Yep.
So then you're not going to listen to us doom and gloom and shit on everything, because you're like, oh, my life's great. I'm different. But then
until
we'll be here to pick up the pieces.
Yep.
Right. Grim, you might appreciate this reference. Grim, do you watch? I'm not a big weeb. I watch a little bit of anime, mostly shonen stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really go off the beaten path from shonen. Basically mainstream stuff, right? Dragon Ball, Full Metal Alchemist, Naruto, Bleach, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Not One Piece, though. I don't like One Piece.
I don't either.
And it's a very specific reference, but it's right after Shikamaru's master is killed, or his sensei is killed, right? And he has this scene with his father where he, you know, because Shikamaru's a very, like, cold, calculating, unemotional person, right? And his father's like, well, no, that's not healthy. You need to let this emotion out, right? Your sensei was just killed. So it tells him it's okay to cry. And then he has a line. He's like, let it out. I'll be here to pick up the pieces. And then he closes the door and leaves his son alone to cry.
Well,
I think that's when the whole world collapses upon you and you realize that your unicorn really wasn't your unicorn. It's okay to go into a closet and ugly cry a little bit. And then here at the MGTOW, Drex and I will be here to pick up the pieces.
Right. And you know, another, I was going to bring just one more example. This is actually maybe a little bit more relevant. It's not anime, but I always bring this up because I think it's very important in the manosphere in general. And this has to do with the Beavis and Butthead episode, Bang the Drum Slowly, Dumbass. It's a very important episode because it's the one where they pass the drum around and it's like a men's thing or whatever. And Beavis, he literally just, well, they basically tell him, they say, think about all the things you're upset about in your life, you know, relationships that aren't working out, you can't get the girl, all that kind of stuff. And basically just bang the drum. Well, he ends up banging the drum all night and all day long until finally he gets everything out of it. And he just gets angrier and angrier. And I think this is a very good kind of like, it feels like the red pill rage. It feels like these guys, when they first start out going through this red pill rage, and I think it's natural for guys to go through that red pill rage, and they need to go through that so that they can come out the other side red pill aware. So yep. That's, and you know, that's how I always view the manosphere and a lot of the young guys that come into it.
You have a choice to, when you're presented with a challenge, you have a choice to take the red pill and join us in the manosphere. We'll show you how the world really is. Or you can continue being blissfully ignorant. No, Drex. Just because my wife cheated on me once doesn't mean she's going to cheat on me again. Right?
Yeah, her OnlyFans. She's only selling foot pics, bro. That's not cheating. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up really quickly is... Ethan Ralph is going after our buddy Nick Riceda real hard. And every single time someone wants to go at Nick, they have to drag you in. Right? And it's how many times now? Drex, I can count. I'm running out of fingers to count how many times someone said that same line over and over and over again. Right? So, I don't know. Do you have any comment?
No, I'll tell you why I won't comment on it, because I don't want to give people like that the attention, because that's all they seek. They just seek attention and relevancy. So I don't even entertain it. We talked about it during the live Q&A. Nope. I won't even mention the dude's name.
It's retarded. Yep. It really is. Yeah. And they think like that's going to get to Nick somehow. They think you make a comment that and you know what? Go look it up for yourself. We're not going to repeat it here. There's no reason. You make a comment like that and they think that's going to get to Nick somehow. Like, oh, I know this will make him really angry. And it's like,
nope. Well, it doesn't get to Nick and it doesn't get to me. I mean, like, I literally just shrug my shoulders like, oh, that joke again. Oh, okay. Yep. Whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah. Get in line, buddy. You're what, the 20th person to have
said that? It's so tired. It's like being the fattest kid in school. You've heard every fat joke, right?
Yeah.
So someone calling you a new joke. Yeah, come up with a new joke. You have fat ass. Like, oh, you think I haven't heard that before? Yeah, sure. Got it. Yep. Heard it a million times. So it's like, it has no weight anymore. So, yeah, get something new. Get new. Do new material.
I don't remember where I heard this from. I think it was a random bit on a radio show, but they were playing Larry the Cable Guy doing Yo Mama jokes with this other comedian who I did not know. And those were pretty fucking. First of all, we know Yo Mama jokes, right?
Yeah,
most of them were very new. Most of them were pretty new. I'd never heard them before. Huh. And I was like, "Well done, Larry the Cable Guy." That was those were some good Yo Mama jokes.
Yep.
Some of them were repeats. You'd heard them before. You know, you see them on joke websites, but like that's the thing. If you actually come up with an original burn to describe Nick and Drexel's relationship, we'll probably laugh at it with you.
Yeah.
If it's funny.
Yeah. But if you have some like original joke, yeah, sure. I'll give it a good chuckle. But yeah, if it's going to be like in malicious intent with the whole, Drexel Lady Rackets. Yeah. Okay. I've heard that a million times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
stupid.
Anyways, fuck you, Ethan Ralph. You want to call into the show? 1-855 MGTOWN. Leave me a voicemail. I'll get you on the show. We'll roast you then. Speaking of fat jokes, did you hear Country Hometown Buffet is going to use Ethan Ralph as a sponsor?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't shock me. You know what? Look, the dude, Nick, I did a stream with Nick on Yellow Flash, and Nick used Ethan Ralph's gunt as an avatar. So I couldn't help but just laugh. It's like, it's the most savage burn. Cause that's all you need to do to burn. So, cause Anna, that Star Wars girl, was like, what is that? So she had no clue. She had no clue Ethan Ralph was, no clue what the avatar was. So everyone had to explain to her what the gunt was. And she's kind of like, oh God, that's so bad. It's like, cause yeah. That's classic Nick, just a troll. So yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to go ahead and go to war with Nick, go ahead. You'll lose, but go ahead. You know,
someone in Nick's Discord caught a screenshot when Ralph got into that fight with ASE Riley, who's he works with Dick on the Dick Show. These are all like e-celebs, I'm sure you don't know. Yeah, exactly. But they got into these are two like overweight guys getting into a slap fight with each other. It was hilarious. Anyways, Ralph loses his pants, like, down to his knees. So he's got this fucking gunt overhanging. And someone in Ricada's Discord took a screenshot of that and said, why, yes, General Guntnobi. Because it literally just looked like a fucking... it looked like the face of a stormtrooper helmet all rolled up.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the one. I think he had like a red shirt on. I think Nick, that's the one.
Yeah, it was like an orange or a red shirt.
Yeah, shorts. That's the one he used. It just
God, it was
guys
so
like that. They just look for attention. That's all it is. Yeah. They just look for attention. Yeah, guys, it's whatever.
We wanted to address that, get it out of the way. Like I said, Ralph, you want to call into the show? I'll fucking have you on the show. But otherwise, you know what? You want to go at Nick? But leave Lady Rackets, leave the kids, and leave anyone you're not fighting with out of it.
Yeah, one would hope.
Like, there's a lot of things you can go at Nick for, right? How many times have we made fun of his nose? How many times have we made fun of him grifting? Or how late he is? Or questioned his straightness? Right? There are things you can go at Nick for. You don't need to drag other people into it. You especially don't need to drag in his wife.
Yeah, that's weak. Well, that's kind of what doomed Abba and Preach. Same thing happened when they had the whole... my fault. That's what doomed Fresh and Fit by going at Abba and Preach, right?
Yeah.
They lost like 30,000 subscribers. Their views... there's no need for it. No need at all. I mean, and that's kind of one of the things that inspired this whole thing was I reached out to Grimm. You know, Grimm, you had a message on your, I can't remember if it was on mine or yours. I think it was in your server, right? Where you had a message that really inspired today's show, which is about, I'll let you go ahead and just kind of say what the gist of it was.
Hey, so first of all, that's not just a message. That's a video. I actually did a full video on MGTOW.TV, where you can find me, of course. And I basically... Well, I got sick and tired of looking at the front page of MGTOW.TV and seeing, women going bad or women doing bad, women behaving badly. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I saw. And it's like, And it's not the stuff that was new, because of course the new one, there was a video. It was real time that they actually showed a German Shepherd with like a little bit of semen on her face. Like, what the hell are you guys doing on here? And then all this, I know, right while I was recording, I was live recording the video and just happened to see that. And then as I scrolled down, I looked at trending, which shows what most people are looking at. And it's all, this woman's tattooed and she says she wants to die. And then this woman is a former feminist. And then this woman used to be a whore. And then this woman and this woman. I'm like, okay, see, there's one thing that's very, very important I need to point out here. And it's that the normies, leftists, whatever, they've got another acronym. Like, they have another definition for MGTOW, and it's men getting triggered over women. And I'm going to say, we don't want to be in that place where their acronym actually freaking means what they want it to mean. Because when I go to that front page of MGTOW.TV and I see men literally getting triggered over women, I'm like, that's not what this is about. That's not what TFM wanted this to be about. TFM said MGTOW is about taking control of your life. I mean, when I was in private chat, that's basically what he said. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's not about, oh, this woman does this, this woman does that. And when I put out that response, there was some mustache guy or something that told me, just because you no longer want to raise awareness, like some guy by the name of David Sherritt, I don't know anything about him, but just because you don't want to do that doesn't mean that the rest of us are done and that we should stop. And I'm like, look, I understand. This information is invaluable to young men. But as Tim said in episode 44, MGTOW.TV is probably not the place they're going to look for it. Blue-pilled normies is what I'm saying. Because MGTOW is already, if you Google it, you will find everything horrible you can possibly imagine. So most people that are blue-pilled and they're looking for red-pill knowledge, when they type in MGTOW, they're like, oh, I don't want to go there. However, if they get Taylor the Fiend, Alexander Grace, all these other guys that you've mentioned, they don't have MGTOW in the name. So they can just go and find that. And the other thing about it, though, Drex, is all this information that they're putting on MGTOW.TV from the guys that I guess have been there for a long time. We're like the old guard, in a way. Mm-hmm. It's all coming from YouTube. So I'm like, hold on a second, guys. Like, why are we preaching to the choir over here? Why aren't we taking the next step? You know, what happens after you go your own way? What do you do? What is your life like? That's what I'm not seeing. And of course, you look at like Pop, who's got political stuff on there. Like the top video on MGTOW right now happens to be Joe Biden, the fact that he doesn't answer questions. That's been getting a lot of hits because it's way more important than all these women they're upset about. That's a distraction from what's really going on right now.
Absolutely. The message has been diluted and co-opted, right? And that's what happens because I had sent you a message when I saw that because I saw the comment that you made, but not the video. And as you're talking about that, it really struck me because I talked to TFM about that when we had TFM on, right? It's evolving beyond that because TFM admitted, he goes, there's only so long you can sit here and talk about simps and cucks and feminists and blah, blah, blah. He's like, what comes after the rage? What comes after analyzing, critiquing everything? What comes next? It's about, all right, man, look, we got to get other people who think like us, join forces, right? And start, moving on and building yourself a bigger, better life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so sitting around just being like this, look what this woman did. And it's like, yeah, we know though, right? Like we actually know. Like there's only so long you can really sit there and think about it. Women posting their L's online. That's like a whole, Reddit, right? At this point, it's become a meme. Like, oh, look, another girl twerking. Oh, look, another girl, I don't know, giving her son hormones and putting him in a dress. Yeah, we know, right? Like, we know this is a problem. Like, okay, what comes next,
Yeah, I mean, I've seen German Shepherd twerk right in front of me at work. At work. I was sitting there. I was working in a stock room in the back of the warehouse. And she just starts twerking in front of me with her booty all sticking out. I'm like, what are you doing? And then she finally just moves on. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Is that the 2021 version of getting served? You got twerked. You got twerked at, bitch.
Yeah, you got third. Here's the thing, though. We're at this point now where twerking, pornography, all this, you know, thottery. The reason why you're seeing this explosion in over-representation, over-the-top thottery, right, is because guys are becoming more and more desensitized, right?
Yeah.
Flashing a guy in public back in the year 1970 would have been like, you know, a showstopper, right? Whoa, a boob.
Yeah.
You do that in 2021? Yeah. I mean, does that mean anything to you, Graham? A woman could be literally walking naked. Like, I could be outside going to get some groceries and look over and see a chick naked and be like, oh, yeah. And just keep going, right? Like, it'd be literally like, oh, that woman's not wearing clothes. And just keep going on with my day. It means nothing.
I had a really, I actually got a story about this because I have not been to very many adult establishments, but I did go to a strip club here in the area. And I mean, it was really boring. I mean, all the girls did was they took off their clothes and then they put them. It's like, is that it? Is that literally all they're going to do? It's like, it wasn't anything amazing. I was like, I actually enjoyed the conversation more because sometimes the girls would sit down and talk. And I don't know if what they were saying was true or false, but I would rather talk to them than watch these girls. And, you know, the thing that sucked is when I was talking to the girl, and I don't know if she was really, you know how they try to pretend that they're interested. And I mean, but I enjoyed the conversation. And she's like, oh, well, now it's time for me to do my dance. Yep. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to. I mean, I didn't say I didn't want to see it, but I'm like, yeah, I really don't want to see it. I'd rather just talk, you know, because I found that more interesting than the club.
Meanwhile, she's high on ecstasy and is trying to make a buck off you.
I mean, it's what they're paying to do, but I'll tell you what level we've reached, in all honesty. I'll tell you the level we've reached, Graham. We've reached a level where the meme of the 70s, 80s, and 90s is now actually true. Do you remember that there was that old pun about, like, you know, hey, Graham, I read Playboy for the articles, right? And people used to always, like, say that, you know, that it was like an old joke from the 90s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's clearly not what someone got Playboy for. I would beg to differ that right now in 2021, if you have an interview with a porn star, people would actually watch the full interview before they would watch a full scene. They'd be like, let me just go to the parts I need to get what I need done, and then I'm done, right? Like, so I would shout out to NCAA Cat for sending me the Bella Danger video on the little podcast, right? And Barstool Sports is what it's called. And so I was actually interested to hear what she had to say, right? Like, you know, they're bringing up different topics and stuff. That's more interesting than if someone says, hey, you want to see this a Bella Danger video? Like, not really. You see what I'm saying? Like we've literally reached a point because the thottery has gotten so out of control. We would literally, like if I had to listen to a porn star, like if someone says, hey, Drex, porn star podcast that you're going to, you know, someone's going to interview her or one of her latest scenes, like, just give me the podcast. It'll be more interesting. Like, that's how devalued sex and sexuality has become in the modern world, especially to a lot of the men out here. And speaking of some of the things that, you know, we talked about the message in this space being diluted and co-opted. Grim, have you been hearing more and more of these rumors about government agents are infiltrating the red pill channels? You've been hearing about that?
Oh, I know they're there. I know they're there. I mean, you know, TFM is a former NSA agent, and I don't have any issues with that. Matter of fact, I like that he has that government intel because he's one of the guys that generally cares, and he'll say, hey, you know that guy over here and this guy over there? They're more than likely feds, and they're more than likely trying to get you, you know, to say the wrong things to get you taken off. Because he's already had a run-in with a guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but you have talked about him before on your show. But this gentleman in particular, he definitely pointed out as a Fed. And then the guy made a video getting upset about TFM because he said he was a Fed. And then a couple months later, a month or so, maybe not even that, he was gone. Just absolutely gone.
Yeah, well, these guys are frauds. And speaking of frauds, you know, Grim, I got a little note here. I want your take on this.
Okay.
The need for the chameleon purge. Because, you know, we can't address a lot of these infiltrators and feds without first addressing the chameleons. Because they're starting to grift over here to, you know, do what I just said at first, right? Dilute and co-opt the message.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's also another thing. This is completely... maybe like a turning the chessboard a little bit, but not only is it the women that are doing this, but there are some male chameleons out there as well in this manosphere. And I want to say that some of the guys that are posting this content, this red pill aware content, they're not doing it necessarily to make men red pill aware. They're doing it because they know they're getting hits and views and clicks and sponsors and everything else. So they know if they keep putting this material out, they're going to continue to get all kinds of, you know, they can live off of it. Basically, they can make something of it. It's more of a job now than it was about actually helping guys out. And that's the problem. TFM never wanted to get famous. He just wanted to help guys out. And that, absolutely. And now we have this grift mentality among men.
Well, the men, it's the PUA. If you think about where, you know, where's the grift coming from the male side, I would say the male grift is the PUA, right? That's the grift.
Well, not
the female grift is the, I'm going to try to get you back on the plantation, is the female grift.
Well, not only that, yes, the PUA grift has always been as strong as it, you know, has ever been. But I'm saying there's also a PUA grift, not a PUA grift, but a manosphere grift, where the guys constantly upload video after video after video after video after video of women behaving badly. They keep the guys obsessed with the women so that they can't focus on anything else. And they're like, oh, well, this woman's doing this. I got to click this. This woman's doing that. Yeah. And all the while, they just build up, you know. And I mean, it is important. It is important to get that information out there. But there's a point where, like I said, you have to move on from it. Yes, we know women have been saying and doing dumb shit since the dawn of time. But that doesn't mean that you need to focus your life on it. And that's the incel problem. The incel guys are like, oh, if I could just get this perfect woman. It's, first of all, they're not perfect. You know, a relationship is a lot of hard work. And you may absolutely hate that person, no matter how beautiful she is. You may despise being in the same room with that person. I've seen that happen several times. People that loved each other grow to hate each other. And they're and they're just sold this. You know, I did a video about this. I haven't released it yet. But I called it a zombie dream. I basically said, you've seen Reanimator. You know how it just tries to bring her back. Oh, gee, I'll bring my trad wife back. If I just put another needle in her, I can bring the dream back. No, the dream is dead, and you have to move on and realize that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've had guys talk to me about these chameleons, and I've warned guys about this, especially, you know, when guys like Kevin Samuels said, you know, winter is coming. And I warned guys even on Nick's show, especially when the lockdowns first happened last year, that the hey stranger, hey big head text was coming. I have a message here, Grim. You'll appreciate this from this was from the last video, a couple of videos we did. This was with Chronic from Smartass Droid. And this is what it says. Sydney Watson, total chameleon. Met her a few years ago at a meet and greet. She got friendly with me and my girlfriend. Revealed to us she basically is in it for the money and fame. To quote her, quote unquote, all the guys here are gross. Her IG before she blew up was about as narcissistic and thotty as you can get. She then tried to take over the men's rights movement in Melbourne, or Melbourne, as they say, and make herself the face of it. She fucked that up royally, despite mine and many others' advice it was a bad idea. She set back men's rights by a decade at least, and then cut and run. She blocked and censored anyone who disagreed with her plans to... So all she had was her little simp army. She was a huge feminist at university, and like so many of these overnight red pill chicks, saw a chance to get famous in a niche community and cashed in. She even has Avi Yemeni around her finger. He's a good dude, met him too. Yeah, look, I've been saying this. You know, when you look back at someone's history, right, especially these chameleons, do the research, right? How did you go from hardcore feminist to like all of a sudden you're this? I think Roma Army got called out for that, right?
Yep.
When you see chicks with like neck tattoos and stuff, and you're like, wait a minute. So a person with neck tattoos and they're all tatted up and all this stuff is somehow a MRA all of a sudden? Come on. Come on, Grin. Come on. Yeah. And these guys believe it. These guys believe it, though.
When we're done with Thought Girl Summer, so we got to get Miss Portland in to do the finale of Thought Girl Summer.
Absolutely.
The next mini series we're going to do late October, probably debut at Halloween. That just makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the Chameleon Crusades.
Halloween. Yeah. There we go. Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, Halloween. Now, Grim, I got to ask you this question. What should women's position be within the community, in the Manosphere community?
Doggy.
Shin's got to speak to the Karens now.
Okay, yeah, that was good. You know what? You know, like these women, they try to say, oh, well, no uterus, no opinion. Well, I like to try to say it like this. It's like, you know, you basically don't have a, you don't have a prostate, you know, you're not a man. So instead of trying to, because women will always try to do this, they'll always try to come in and dictate. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone from my mother to my ex-girlfriend, everybody else that I've known have tried to come in and dictate. My ex-girlfriend left a message on my content telling me I needed to go move out and do all this other stuff. I'm like, who are you? I haven't heard from you in 15 years, and now you're going to tell me, oh, you need to move out and do all this other stuff. You've lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But no, what I'm saying is they need to, yeah, I mean, it's fine if you sympathize with this, but that doesn't mean you get to control the narrative. That doesn't mean you get to control the message. And the men have the full say here. You know, this is a male space, a red pill space, a manosphere is a man's space. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not going to come into a woman's space and tell the woman over there on what FDS or whatever the hell else they have, the fem cells, whatever they got. I'm not going to tell them how to do their thing. So they don't need to come over here to the manosphere, to all the different groups, and tell us how to do our thing. But if you want to listen, if you want to add some extra bits here and there or something, yeah, that's fine. But don't pretend. You know, of course, we know that women have that chameleon evolutionary sense to where, you know, you'll be with this girl before you meet this girl, she's normal. And then if you're like, I was a rocker guy, right? And then as soon as I dated the girl, she all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to change my clothes and be a rocker too.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. They do that. So we know what your plan is, but, and we can see through it if we're smart enough. Problem is, as Paul Elam said, it's very important. He said that he did that Pretty Little White Girl video. He was talking about every pretty little white girl that talks about conservative values or men's rights or anything like that. These guys go, oh my God, she's a trad girl. I got to have
it. There it is. Yep. Lauren Southern exposed.
Yeah. I said I fell for Lauren Southern's chameleon.
Really?
One. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Lauren Southern became more well known. Oh, remember, she's Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's Canadian. She worked for one of the right wing media outlets, one of the few that exist in this country. So she.
Another Tommy Lauren.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Our version of Fox News up here used to be the Sun. The Sun Network? But then they got canceled. They got thrown off cable TV.
Oof.
There's a bit of a story about that. But no one cares. It's Canada. Anyways, so the guy who basically ran that network started up like an online media website, very similar to Breitbart, I would say. But this guy is no Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart was actually a pretty good conservative. I know you'll have a problem with him because he did push the same, TradCon stuff that Ben Shapiro does.
Yep.
You know, that male disposability. Right, get married. The same thing like PragerU, right?
PragerU.
Push the same thing as PragerU. So, that's a valid criticism against him, but otherwise, a darling in the conservative space. Anyways, so this Ezra Levant guy tried to copy that success. And Ezra Levant is somewhat known in the TradCon circles in the U.S., but he's a Canadian media personality, and he started up this company that Lauren Southern worked for. Sheila Gunn Reid is another one. She's an Albertan. She lives out of Edmonton. Farm girl, right? Farm girl, TradCon. Faith Goldie is another one. Like, he's surrounded, and conservative women are pretty fit, usually. This guy surrounded himself with a lot of very beautiful women, right? The three most well-known ones would be Faith Goldie, Lauren Southern, and Sheila Gunn Reid. And you can look those three names up, and you'd be like, yeah, I'd smash. I'd smash. You'd be an idiot not to smash, right? Lauren Southern, smash or pass. Oh, fuck yeah, I'd smash that. I'm sure thousands of men have.
most of the female muscle girls I know, they are conservative and blatantly conservative. They'll talk about how bad Joe Biden is and how bad the vax is, all this other stuff. Of course, it's up to any, it's your choice on the vax. Yeah.
Yeah. So back when I was younger and dumber, right? And I still best identify my politics as being TradCon. But I wasn't red pilled back in those days. I still thought, oh yeah, my unicorn's out there. I'll find her. I'll wife her up and we'll have this beautiful, traditional 3-kid family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks, Shane.
And so, you know, I fell for Lauren Southern's charm because she was, she's about my age. We're not very far apart in age.
God help my co-host. He's obsessed with Lauren Southern, Lauren Chen, any of these.
Graham, does he know it's all an act? Does he know it's an act, man?
I don't think. Well, you gotta understand, he's on that kidney dialysis real bad. So, I mean, even TFM and I talked about this. It's best to kind of let him live in that fantasy world because the rate we're going. I mean, he's got a tube in him. You know, he's got a tube in him. He still comes in and does the show, but I just prefer not to, don't blackpill the guy if he might be, he doesn't have that long. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's been on dialysis for a long time. And by the way, he did not get the virus. Did not get the virus. Yeah, he has 2 years, never got the virus. He's done several tests, never got the virus. This man could die at any minute because of how bad his kidneys are. And believe it or not, he does not. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him. Well, I do have a question for you, Grim.
It's almost like the virus is fake or something.
No. So, Grim, I got a question for you. What do you think is the best thing about guys going their own way?
Independence. And I say that because I like independence. I'll tell you something. The last woman I dated, we basically sat in the car and we talked. And I don't know, I guess I was like, you know what? I haven't finished watching that original X-Men cartoon from the 90s. And I was rewatching because I hadn't finished it. And I said to myself, I would rather be watching that X-Men cartoon than sitting here talking with this chick, because it just, I feel like there's something I could be doing that would be more interesting than this. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And then, of course, I bought my doll, because when I bought my doll, I said, well, what do I like in women? I said, well, I like the cuddling. I like the large breasts, because I always dated girls with large breasts is my thing. And I just got one. And I'm like, oh, hey, that works. That works for me. And there's no drama, no craziness. See, one thing about the relationship is as soon as I started dating her, my phone started blowing up. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man. And I'm hearing about, well, my grandpa, my father, and all that. Like, these people that were never a part of my life only a couple weeks ago, she's now just trying to push in. Like, I'm like, hold on. Let me, I want to have my independent space here. And again, it's like women are afraid of this. It's like they won't let a man chill and be himself. I always get called out because, oh, I'm the hentai guy and I'm doing the perverted stuff. I happen to enjoy what I do with reading my eroge novels. And there's fans of that stuff. And I part of that community. I talk with the people in publishing, the different companies now. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. I'm enjoying my life. I don't know how much longer I have because life is short. Remember the story I told you about the 27-year-old guy, fit as a fiddle, got cancer, killed him in a week, didn't even know he had it, thought it was, he'd lift weight, he lift weights like you do, and he thought it was just pain, or he messed something up from lifting weights, it was in his back. No, mm-hmm. The cancer was in his spine.
Ooh.
It killed him in a week. Didn't even know he had it. I saw the man one day at work, And then I was at his funeral a couple days later. I said, oh my God, look how fast life can go. This man had everything going for him. He was working on his own business. He was, what you call a strong, independent black man. He was.
You don't need no woman.
Don't need no German Shepherd.
Yeah. He was gonna start this business with his buddy, who later became my boss after he died. But very good. These guys actually said, I remember, he said, Trump needs to be president. It's like, what? He said, yeah, the guy pretty much owns the country. The government goes for him when they need money. But these guys had everything set. They were all about business. They're all about, what was that? He recommended the book Think and Grow Rich. He recommended that book. And he recommended the 48 Laws of Power. And he would always tell me about the Nas records. He said, you need to listen to Godson and a lot of these records like that. He'd recommend. So, yeah, he was all about that kind of thing. And again, dead. Just boom. This guy had all kinds of potential. He could have been a great businessman. And he is no longer with us because you never know how long you have. So that's why I'm always like, you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm not a millionaire. It doesn't matter if I don't have all kinds of strippers walking around or whatever guys want these days. What I want is to be happy with the time I have left because it's not guaranteed. I could go to bed and then a couple hours later, I might not get up. You know, I mean, I hate to say that, but it's a gamble we all take. And I think all these incels that are complaining about the things they don't have. And I remember because there was a point in my life where I was not necessarily emo, but I had my goth period, my gloomy. I still like that kind of stuff time to time. But at the same time, I was like, I spent so much of my life pining over wanting a girlfriend or this perfect girl. You know, they want this perfect girl that I lost so much of it. Like, it's gone. I can't go back and relive better times because I sat and sulked around wanting this girl. And I'm like, oh my God, if I could teach these men to not do this, if I could teach these men to find something, maybe solace in the games I play, you know, like the hentai anime, whatever, the dolls, the pillow, whatever works for them, they can actually get those urges out and go work on something else, go build themselves up, save, invest, do things I didn't do. You know, we live in a culture right now that wants us to spend, buy this game, buy this music, buy this movie, buy this. And you buy it, and you realize you don't have any money. And they're like, oh, I'll be old in like 50, 60 years. Well, that goes by pretty fast. I used to work in a nursing home, and an old man, he approached me, and he said, save every dollar. And he said, make sure you save as much as you can, because if you don't, you're going to end up like me.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, I have seen it.
So it's great to hear that wisdom from these old guys, though, right?
Like, yes.
To just have them kind of interject. Because, like, you know, like you said, I mean, everyone has an idea that, you know, like they're going to basically, I'm not going to say, no, people don't think they're going to live forever, but I think everyone thinks they're going to live old. And when they get to the end, it's just going to be like this joy ride into the sunset. And, you know, I want to ask you about, you know, you're talking about with the incel thing. What do you think about, like, male shame, right? Which happens in the form of, you know, like, obviously, you know, there's guys that'll bash the version of the incel, to even something as, which has become more prevalent, trying to dick police, right? Guys like, you should hire a prostitute, and someone else says you should. Like, you start seeing, you know, what do you think about that? Where guys are now, the male shame, not just the women shaming the guys, but the guys shaming the guys.
Or even shaming guys about having dolls.
Yep. Yeah, that's dick policing. Yep.
It burns me up. And I'll tell you why it burns me up, because I see it constantly on social media all the damn time. There's guys constantly going around saying, oh, you don't get laid. And they have to defend the fact that they get laid as if it's some grand fucking trophy that they're able to get pussy. And, you know, and I explained, I said, you know, because they posted something on a website. I'm not going to say the name of it, but basically they posted on it, and I said, look, all this is going to be transactional. I talked about what's going on in Japan and all that other stuff. And the guy told me to go touch grass. And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, you know, I told him, I said, look, I've been around a long time. I've seen what's going down. And of course, you know, they're like, oh, that's a lot of words to say that you scare women. I'm like, I said, the problem is that you defaulted to women. Like, out of all the things in your life, you defaulted to women. You put woman on a pedestal above yourself. This is something our grandfathers and fathers did not do. Of course, they cared about their families, but they didn't prioritize their wife. I mean, we're not supposed to be slaves to our wives. And my mother actually tried to instill this bullshit into my head. She said, well, my friend, her husband, every time she needs him to do something, all she has to do is say something. He stands up at attention, and you need to do the same for your wife. I was like, the hell I'm not. I won't do that. I said, I won't even have one then.
Well, moms will lead you to ruin. And you know, speaking of wives, you know, we saw the, you know, shout out to our girl NCAA Cat. I was talking to her about this whole Urban Meyer thing, right? He got caught in the bar with girls. You know, he's getting a little touchy with a young co-ed, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking at situations like that. And, you know, Grim, a lot of casualties, relationship casualties, during the lockdowns, right? During this whole, over this past year. And when people are trying to give you this advice of saying things like, you know, well, hey, you know, Grim, you're supposed to do this X, Y, and Z for your wife. I think what more and more people are starting to realize is, hold up, says who, right? They started finally questioning the source, right? The whole happy wife, happy life has gotten, is finally starting to be questioned, right? Like more and more guys are questioning that.
I mean, it's good to see. I remember looking at a post from the traditional wife or whatever, the traditional woman, the transform wife, something like that. And mm-hmm. She was talking about how marriage is a sacrament to God or something. You know, like it's a big thing. It's a blessing. And all these guys, I've never seen anything like it in all my life. We're talking about all the benefits that men do not have in marriage. All of them. Like near 75%. And of course, women are fighting. And of course, you have this one black simp that comes in here and says, it said, well, I happen to find the blah, blah, blah. See, that's the thing. Every time a guy finds the blah, blah, like maybe he'll be MGTOW red pill for a while. Then he finds that one and he's like, oh, I found blah, 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 so now I'm happy, and you're all bad and misogynist and blah, 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 because I found what I wanted. And I am so sick and tired of that shit, too, because I know men will do that crap. They'll be one thing until they find this golden unicorn they set out on, and then they're like, oh, my God, she was terrible. I've seen guys... there was a man that told me he did a radio show with all kinds of bands and everything else. He'd done it for years. You know what divorce cost him? His whole damn show. He quit doing
it.
His show for years.
Facts.
He said, it's not worth it. I wouldn't give up my show for some thought. Are you crazy?
No.
No way.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, we're talking about with the guys, from the guys' perspective. You know, Grim, what did the lockdowns do to help you on your MGTOW journey, right? You know, you're going your own way. You know, lockdowns kind of gave everyone like a little perspective, right? Like, you know, what do I need? What do I not need, right? Want versus need, right? Mm-hmm. What did it do for you?
Oh, for me, I worked all through it. Mm-hmm. Did not get the coof. Worked all through it. Did not get the coof. I worked as if it didn't even exist. In my area, it's... Man, there were people not even wearing masks. Like, it was not even that big of a deal. And guess what? We were ground zero for the crap in my area. And that's where it started. In my town, in my area. I was like, oh my God. And nope, didn't catch it. Unless it was that weird respiratory thing I had. But I kept thinking that was because I didn't wash my mask. But I mean, even if it was, let me tell you something. I worked with the coof. They tried to talk about this bodybuilder that, oh, he lost everything. I was like, I probably had standing pneumonia, whatever, and I was still working every day. And I mean, hard labor. Hard labor. There was times I think I did 5 hours, 4 hours of sleep and would come in. And if I even had the coof, I still worked through it. I mean, I don't know how the heck I did it, but if that was all the coof was, then I'm not too worried about the coof, to be honest. But what I am worried about, you know, I don't know how far I can take things, but I'm worried about the global reset and what comes after this coup, because I have been studying that so much, you know. And they've come out with videos, YouTube. They said, you know, it's like the elites used to be this big thing where we didn't know who they were. Now they're coming out and saying, hey, look at us. We're the elites. We have a plan to change your entire world. The Forbes article in 2016, how talking about how the Great Reset would change everything and how you would never need to own anything anymore. I was like, well, then what would be the point of not having, like, somebody can just, you get a trophy and it's not yours. It's like, oh, you know, somebody could just use it. It doesn't matter. They're even saying that you can have, like, people own your, you don't own your house. People can come in, you can walk in, there's an orgy going on in your house because it's not your house. You're just sharing it with everybody else in this big community. And I'm like, what in the hell? I mean, we've already got polyamory and everything else just out the, you know, going through the roof. So why would I not be able to walk in my house in 2040 and see a bunch of people having an orgy in my living room when I'm trying to go to bed? I mean, I'm just saying.
You're going to have to, like, here's the thing. If you have a swinging dick, you're going to have to go your own way, just for literally for your own survival within the next decade or two, because that's all you're really going to have. And, you know, like throughout this whole thing, right? You saw more and more channels blowing up, more and more people creating channels. And, you know, Grim, why do you think so many men during the lockdowns decided, you know, it's not that, you know, guys are consuming this content. They actively sought it out, whereas they didn't really do that before. They kind of, you know, most people stumbled upon, you know, Crimson Capsule content, right? They stumbled upon it. But you saw during the lockdowns, guys actively sought it out. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I you know, I'm not really sure, but I think I have a theory. My theory is that a lot of this actually led, it has something to do with the left being as strong of a hold as it has. All the crazy SJW and political correct nonsense and the feminism and all that stuff. So guys are like, and they're seeing the TikTok. TikTok did an amazing thing. It showed men the minds of women in ways that they've never seen before. And these guys, they go through their TikToks constantly. And they're looking at all these women. And they're like, whoa, I didn't realize this woman was this crazy. Because when you're young and naive, like I was in high school, you don't think all these women have these things going on. And now, of course, you got her OnlyFans and all this other stuff. It's like, why in the world would you even want to get involved with somebody when you've got this, all these routes for her to get attention and everything else? Like originally you were supposed to kind of, like, as a couple, you were supposed to be each other's source for, like, if she needed something, she'd go to you. If you needed something, you'd go to her, you know, like stuff like that. It was like a partnership. Now she's got a partnership from every man on earth. And right? I'm like, what in the heck is going on here? You know, they did a study. They said that if there's too many options, most people don't pick anything. And that's what we're seeing, all these miserable women that have all these options. And they're like, I can't find a good man. Jay Love was talking about it. I can't find a good man. Well, because there's so many options. When there were fewer options, they would just pick a regular decent dude. But now they're like, oh, I got to have this guy. And then, or maybe it's even the fact that all these guys don't look like the man on the television. They don't look like the man, you know, on the ads, the fake robots, the dating site ads, you know, where they always show this buffed up looking dude. Oh, I bet I can get with him. And you find out it's a robot, you know, because that's how they get you. And I mean, that's what they want, though, because their brains are being trained to go after these kind of guys rather than just a regular old decent dude. And that's why all these guys are like, oh, I can't find a traditional wife and whatever.
Regular, I believe, is obsolete. And here's the thing, though, Grim. I was thinking about this getting ready for the show. This is a very different kind of take. And, you know, like, so we have all these females migrating to the Manosphere Red Pill channels, right? More and more and more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something hit me. And it's like, you know, it's like that light bulb moment where you just, it's like, bing, you're like, oh my God, like that actually makes sense. What do you think about this? Simps are sliding to these women's DMs. They're migrating over. And my thing is this: do you believe that in a bizarro twist of fate, that it's like the Manosphere is basically WGTOW because it's anti-feminism, right? Because think about it. If women are going the way that they're being told, right? That's feminism, right? That's not culture, all blah, blah, blah. Okay, so watch this. Let's say you're a girl who's, how about 17, right? You see most of your classmates being turbo thoughts. They got seeking arrangement, blah, blah. That's what they're telling girls to do, right? That's the norm now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting ran through, blah, blah. OnlyFans. Okay, you go like this. Uh-oh, I don't want that, right? So then you go, so all the women around you like this, yeah, live your best life, girl. Yeah, go get ran through, girl. Yeah, use men, girl. And you're like, I don't really want to do that, though. So then they go like this. Okay, that's what the ladies around me are saying, right? They're ratchet aunts, they're moms, blah, blah, blah. The teachers, so they go like this. Let me go out there and try to find if there's someone who's giving me a counter message, right? So don't you see, it's like this weird twist of fate, right? That by women coming to the Manosphere, they actually have like that's them going their own way. It's against their norm, right? The current norm for women is to literally, you know, go get ran through, right? Use as many men as they possibly can, right? And thought it up, and you know, go so I can focus on my career, right? And then somewhere out there, there's someone out there, like, it doesn't matter if it's me, you, Kevin Samuels, Undead Chronic, Ribby, who's going, hey, yeah, you know, guys don't care about your career, right? You're like, wait a minute. See, this is them going their own way. It just so happens that their own way is basically back to traditionalism for the rare few who can actually still find a decent mate, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, like we have the FDS and the pink pill and all that. I don't consider that going their own way. I consider that part. Originally, what it was called, the female version of PUA, because instead of looking for the high value or the, what do they get? The high value? I don't know if it's the high value women or the PUAs. They want the really hot, attractive girls, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, the women, they want the high value men. I mean, and you know what? You know the leveling system they have over there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all that is. Now, there are definitely a few women. WGTOW, I don't talk much about it, but it is a very super infinitesimal small thing. There are a very small amount of women who say, I could lose things in a divorce. Believe it or not, it has come up. There are a few women, mostly older women, that have said this kind of thing. And they're
look how miserable they are, though. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Candace Bushnell. Like, okay, let's just say for the sake of argument. Let's say someone looks at Candace Bushnell, right? The writer of Sex and the City. It represents the end result of women going the current route, which is not their own way. It's going the feminist way, right? Which is rack up a body count, focus on your career, eschew family, eschew children. You know, none of that matters, right? So then when you wind up getting 60 and you realize, oh my God, I'm completely alone. My life sucks. Yes, they do care about their possessions. Like, oh, I don't want to marry because, you know, I don't want some guy taking my stuff. They know deep down no man of value is going to marry them, right? They all know this.
Yeah.
Like, no man of value is marrying a 60-something-year-old woman. She's going to be entitled, blah, blah, blah. So this is the crazy thing, though, Grim. You think about all the men who came to this space, right, due to issues with women, whether it be their mom. You know, a lot of guys were raised by single moms, right? They had to deal with all that trauma, right? It was their wives, right, or ex-wife. It was their girlfriend. It could be a female coworker who Me Too'd them even, right? And they came to this space, right, where they took the red pill or the black pill, right? And the thing is this, is that, you know, this question gets asked, just like we talk about, you know, the guys that need saving, do we have an obligation to help the women become the very best versions of themselves? Because you and I both know, if the women keep losing, because feminism is failure, right? So in the long run, they're going to lose. If the women keep losing, guess what they're going to do? They're going to make the laws worse by being more draconian, right? They're going to say, well, daddy government, you see what I'm saying? Like, the more women lose, look at the way the laws are now. It's because the women are losing, right? So this is their way they run to the government to nerf the field, right?
Yeah.
So do you believe we have an obligation to then now basically be like this? Just as much as we're schooling the young bucks, because remember, if guys are saying, yo, man, these girls are thoughts, they're this, that, and the other, it's almost like in the same token, and this, you know, Nick and I talk about this, your message to your boys and your girls are going to be literally the polar opposite, right? If you have a, if you have sons right now, right? Let's say you got five sons. You're going to be telling them to avoid these women, right? Like avoid them at all costs. Like just don't do it. The laws are terrible. But watch this. Yes. I want you to imagine you had five daughters, right?
Right.
Now what do? You see what I'm saying? Because going around going, you know, these bitches ain't shit. It's like, oh, that's not a good message to my five daughters, right?
Yeah.
So now you're on the opposite boat as a man. You're like, well, I got to teach my daughters how to be, you know, wife material. Because you know deep down, if you send them out to those colleges, right? You send them out to you know, basically go get, you know, highly educated and ran through, and then they're going to be broken and miserable as they get older, right?
Yeah.
So what obligation do you feel we have?
Well, you know what? This is a hard question because, yes, I do feel that we should do as the fathers of the old days did and teach the daughters to be respectable. However, here's the problem. We're fighting with the technology, we're fighting with the media, and we're fighting with the friends. We're you know, they're going to hang with their friends, and their friends are going to get them involved in stuff. Peer pressure is a bitch. And peer pressure is going to continue all throughout. You remember what Miss Leximus said when she was talking about how all those girls would influence her to do. Well, why don't you do this? Or you could go cheat on him with this. You know, that's the thing that these girls are going to be getting. And it's going to be like, it's going to be like somebody's constantly trying to offer them drugs all the time. And they've got to say no, 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 no. Yep. And
But Grim, do you know what? I'm glad you used that that metaphor, because you know what you think about when someone keeps offering you drugs, right? The person keeps saying no, 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 no. But do you know when people, you know, actually use drugs? It's going to be in a euphoric state, right? Like they're just, oh my God, there's this amazing thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's when they're at their lowest, right? They're feeling down. Something happened. Something bad happened. This will make you feel better, right? See, when everything is just like this, right? When everything is just even Steven, people don't tend to do things that are like way out of bounds, right? You know, if you're just having a regular day and someone's like, hey, man, you want to go bungee jump? And the person's like, no. But if you happen to be like on a big high, you know, you've been, you know, you just got promoted at work and you know, everything is looking up. And you're like, oh, man. Because, you know, see, now you're riled up, right? You're, oh, yeah, let's do it. Or if a person is really depressed, like, yeah, let's go ahead and bungee jump. Hopefully the core doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? Like, but very rarely will you make that decision when you're even Steven, right? That plateau phase, right?
Yes.
You don't tend to make those kinds of drastic life choices.
Yeah, I mean, it's like those after-school specials. Remember how they would wait? And it was always the kid that was going through a lot of shit that was all depressed and beat down. They're like, hey, try this. It'll make you feel better. And then they go and they're like, yep. And the bad thing about it is that's literally how a lot of these drug addictions happen. And with all these thoughts like, oh, I feel so bad. Oh, take some of these. They help me out a lot. That's what the other girl says.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the peer pressure that you're talking about. Because let's face it. Miss Leximus talked about that. Our friend Anna talked about that. Like, you'd be amazed because these girls want to lead you to ruin. And when you start asking questions, hey, tell me what the women in your life tell you to do. It's always something that's going to lead them to ruin, right?
Yeah.
They never say stuff like, hey, man, stay a virgin. Hey, learn how to cook. Hey, keep yourself fit. Everything that they're pushing for these girls to do in their friend group or you know, their daughters, their nieces and stuff, it's always something that will, in the long run, destroy them. And this is why this is so important, though, Graham, because this goes, you know, something that you've talked about and I've talked about and Phil talks about often. Mm-hmm. Is that with all of these factors, right, as the divide keeps growing, right, keeps getting wider and wider, right, the gulf between men and women, what do you believe is the impact on this space after the full implementation of the sex dolls and lover bot revolution? Because that's the next phase, right? Like as both sides grow more detached from one another, right, which is where we keep getting further and further, right?
Yeah,
the guys are going to be easy. Like, once the guys stop simping, right? And eventually, like I said, there's always going to be simps. But there's going to be a large percentage of guys, and you know this, Grim. They're eventually going to say, you know what? I remember my last, like, four relationships, and they all sucked, right?
Yeah.
I did all the things I was told to do by society. Hey, I was a good guy. I provided. I protected. I was home at a reasonable hour. I never cheated. And how did I get treated? And then, you know, they have scars from it, right? It's scar tissue. So they say, okay, you know what? I'll tell you what, Grim. I'm going to go get the lover doll, right? Mm-hmm. How do you see that working going forward?
Now, okay, this is my forte, because, you know, I'm all Neon Pill, which of course I got crap from in TFM server. But Neon Pill basically is the futurism and the robots and all that other stuff. Yeah, so I'm all into that. And I think that, yeah, that's going to be the solution for a lot of guys. And girls too, because as soon as they can find something that'll do the things they want, they'll go with that. It's going to be a little harder for the women than it will be for the men, but we've already got like Kajiwoto right now. The guy just made it where you can put in a paragraph of anything you want. It'll make a data set out of it, which basically means the entire, yeah, the AI would use that data set. It basically creates, I mean, any book, anything you want. You could probably do horrible things with that data set. But, you know, anyway, there's all kinds of things you could do. You could put in, like, your favorite manga chapter. Well, manga, of course, that wouldn't be paragraph. Or light novel, rather. Light novel. Yoshiken, he knows a lot about those. But you put in your light novel stuff, and all of a sudden, it starts acting like your light novel character you just read about. And you can talk to it. You can interact with your light novel character. And pretty soon, that's going to be the thing. There's going to be so many people that get that. They're going to be like, well, this does this. She says this and she says that. You got to look at the Japanese guys with the holograms.
Yeah, man. You got married a hologram.
Yeah. That's it.
I've been paying close attention to what's going on in Japan. Very close attention.
That's the future. Now, however, there is a really, really good thing that I know this is going to happen because, you know, obviously Zuckerberg is trying to merge to make this media, this metaverse thing where you use the Oculus. Of course, they're going to try to plunge you into a Ready Player One style thing. However, Alan Moore did, and I'm going to read this on my show if I can ever find it. But it was a short story, and it was illustrated, basically. I don't know what, it was a year, I think like 2040 something. But basically, it showed what would happen between virtual sex in the far future. And basically, they showed this the woman, and she looked all trashy or whatever. But, you know, she put her glasses on, and she looked beautiful. She's this beautiful avatar. And then, of course, there's the guy, and he's got potato chips everywhere, and he doesn't look, you know, he's not the greatest looking dude at all. I mean, very lazy looking. And he puts on his glasses or whatever, and she sees this attractive guy. And this was the 1980s that this was written. So yeah. This is predicting, you know, as Alan Moore's always predicted a lot of things, this is predicting what's happening is going to happen. This is going to be the future. Everything's going to be transactional. And this is what, now I blackpilled the heck out of some guys a couple nights ago when I said this, but yes, like Demo Man.
Demo Man was just on TV not too long ago. I tell people that is the future. Like,
yes.
People are like, don't want to accept it. I'm like, dude, like, okay, do you remember how Stallone looked when he got out of cryo freeze, right? And he just looks like in his mind, the world's supposed to be a certain way, right? Because
right.
By future, okay, he was very masculine in his time, right? But when he gets to the future, he would have been considered basically like something that was like, he was basically foreign because of his masculinity, right? Like, because there was no masculinity in the future, right? Literally no masculinity. So when he gets out there and by the standard of his day, he was just like, oh yeah, that's John Spartan. He's just a regular masculine guy on the force that we love to have. In the future, he's rejected, right?
Yeah.
And so when Sandra Bullock is like, hey, I would like to know, you know, the evening has made me really, you know, horny. I would like to know if you want to have sex. Remember, he's like, oh yeah. And then he's thinking like, oh yeah, I'm about to smash Sandra Bullock. And then she brings out the VR. Do you remember the look on his face? Like, wait, what? And Grim, you know it's coming, man. What you describe is basically WALL-E, right? Fat, lazy people sitting in little pods, right? That is the future. No one's going to be happy.
Well, see, this is where I blackpilled the guys, and they're like, stop. Like, Whiplash is like, stop. You're blackpilling me too hard. And I didn't mean to. I'm just being honest. But we're going to have a thing like Japan does now where the girls walk in, they pick the guy they want to be with, and he basically acts like her boyfriend. But they're going to do that with girls, too. And it's probably going to be where you actually meet them. I think they are going to start giving up the V. But what I think is going to happen is they're going to use that as a connection to their OnlyFans. You know how strippers would try to keep their customers in by giving them the goods? So they're going to do that. And they're going to continue to get money from the from the guys that go see him and fuck, because they're like, oh, I have these bonding chemicals now because I went and had sex with this woman a bunch of times. The more you had sex, the more you bond with her. So she's like, oh, well, she's my girl, even though she's about 5 million other guys' girls, too, because they're going in there and seeing her. And I think that's going to happen. I think it's also going to be.
Did you ever see the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
I still need to watch that.
Oh, must for all the guys out there that are going to watch this, man, see the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, because that's going to show you just, there's so many positives and negatives, right? Like, I'm not going to spoil anything, but let's just say the fact that you can, a man, only a man, can actually fall in love with an inanimate object, right? An AI. He can actually fall in love, right?
Yes, he can.
And TFM has talked about that. Women can. You know, women can say, oh, I love my dog. Not really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, men legitimately like love, right? So the movie does address that, of what happens when you fall in love with an AI, right? So if you haven't seen it, definitely see it. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Well, I do know the ending, but I won't spoil it. I will.
It's so great, but I don't want to spoil it because, you know, it'd be a great talking point. But if we're sitting here, no one's seen it, certain people haven't seen it. It pains me to be the guy to spoil it, because it's such a great ending. But, you know, like one of the things that I thought about, though, Grim, is that, like, you know, what steps do you think that guys need to take so that they don't return to the plantation or to the nihilism? Because you were talking about blackpilling guys. Amr and I have talked about this from Alpha Male Lifestyle. Shout out to Amr. Mm-hmm. And see, I just, like, this thing, I don't have any feelings for any of this. I just go like this. This is what it is, right? I just throw my hands up. I go, Grim, this is what it is, right? Like, you don't hear me. You don't see me crying or anything. I'm just like, yeah, this is what it is. What do you want me to say, right?
Right.
And what do you have to say to those guys? Like, what are the steps that you believe these guys need to take so they don't, like, because, so, you know, when these guys dip into nihilism, man, you start getting, you know, mass shooters, right?
Yeah. And I'm trying to prevent that.
Or these guys fall into, like, blue pill simpery, right? And then that's how they basically, they become your enemy. Right?
Yeah.
What you just said. They go in the comment section. You know what, Grim? Screw you. You know what? I got a queen. And you're just like,
And then
you know, you see them 5 years later, and they're miserable. Right? Mm-hmm. They're a cuck. They become. Mm-hmm. You know what they become, Grim? They become Prince Harry on the cover of Time magazine with Meghan Markle. A prince has been devolved into a cuck sitting behind his wife. Right?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, Grim? Like, what steps do you think these guys can take?
Well, I say it as I said it with Phil and, oh, man, I went to a hell of a rant about this with Phil and Richard on. And basically, what I was saying is these guys need to find a fucking hobby. Like, go find something else. Find something else to do. If you got to have the relationship so bad, just go, you know, like I do the visual novels and stuff. Like, that's good for me. I mean, it works. A lot of people like those. They like the relationship dynamic. And, of course, you also have the Kaji Wodo. And I wouldn't recommend Replica, but there's a lot of other things. If you have to talk to something that isn't going to mess with you, go artificial. Like, I'm not trying to black pill guys. I'm trying to neon pill them. I'm trying to get them into, hey, we're in this age now where we have an alternative. We have alternatives now, and they're slow at start. Like TFM said, we're in the Atari age of robotics, but we're not in the Atari age of other things. And, I mean, there's going to be a lot of AIs you'll be able to interact with and, you know, whatever girl you want, basically. You know what? I'll say this. I would rather sit down and talk with an AI girl in a virtual area than talk with a real one, you know, that doesn't actually care about me, you know? Like, I know the AI doesn't, but the AI was programmed to give a shit, and the real one doesn't have to give a shit. That's the difference. The real one doesn't have to give a shit. She can say, oh, but then the real one, she's programmed because, you know, the algorithm, everything else. So she actually will care. Like TFM said in his video, he says it was literally programmed to love you. That's the difference. It's programmed to love you. So why in the world are you going to deal with this thing? I mean, I know people say, oh, you're against free will and all that. I mean, look, there's a difference. Humans, yeah, we have free will. Robots, I believe in limited sentience. I know people will talk about, what Skynet. Is that? No, that hack that wrote Detroit Become Human, talking about how basically all he did was try to to use robots to parallel the slavery issues and the 1960s America. That's mm-hmm. what he was trying to do, saying, oh, they'll be our slaves and we'll mistreat them. Well, some people mistreat them, yeah, probably, but that doesn't mean everybody in the world will mistreat them, and that's the same problem I have with the Animatrix, because
Grim, is that any different than humans? Like anyway, humans mistreat humans, right?
Yes.
Okay, X percent of guys are actual scumbags, right? Like literally mm-hmm. scum of the earth.
Yes.
X percentage of women are literal scum of the earth, right?
Yes.
Then you have the people who are in between. You have the people who are like exceptionally good. There are no saints, but they're exceptionally yeah. good, right? They don't tend yes. to do things that are harmful to people, right? Like unless it's literally their only option, right?
Right.
So yeah. So trying to make like a robot to try to replace something, it's like, but X amount of bad people are gonna do bad things to whatever, whether it's a human, an animal, a robot, like that's just what bad people are gonna do. Is abuse. Yeah. They're abusers. So, and, you know, we were talking about with some of these you know, masculine figures. I was going to ask you, you know, one of the things that the need for this space, I'll talk to Phil about this also on Monday, is, you know, with James Bond coming out, is, you know, there's a need for this space. And, you know, how do you feel about the, you know, the killing off or cucking of so many pillars of masculinity, right? Like James Bond, I'm sure you heard about, you know, the newest No Time to Die. I will not see it. You know, I'm not going to spoil anything, right? Shout out to Clownfish TV. It's what mm-hmm. I already knew, right? Like, mm-hmm. I already predicted what was going to happen in this movie, right?
Yeah.
When they said, this is definitively Daniel Craig's last movie. When they say words like definitively, I know what that means. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah. So what do you think about that? Just the way they're treating these masculine heroic figures like John Connor, Luke Skywalker, making sure they eat them or cuck them completely.
Everything's a damn woman now. Indiana Jane, I mean, that's pretty much been confirmed.
Oh, I almost forgot about that one. Yeah, Phoebe, mm-hmm. well, whatever her name is, Phoebe something.
Yeah, but you know
Weller
what?
Green, something.
I have those movies, the Paragons of Masculinity. I happen to love Arnold's movies. I don't like for him. I don't care for him now, but I respect his bodybuilding career greatly, mm-hmm. and I have a big respect for his movies. I respect Stallone's movies. I respect, you know, a lot of other guys that have come, Jean-Claude Van Damme, all these different guys, Chuck Norris even, lot of these
Norris,
different
Wesley
guys.
Norris, Wesley Snipes, there were a lot of guys, that Dolph Lundgren, that whole era, though. Like, here's the thing, though, Grim, there were no effeminate guys in the 70s, 80s, 90s, right? Bullet, Dirty Harry, there were none, right? None, like... You could be a side character, right? But you were never the main character, or you were never like the, you know, that just didn't happen, right? I mean, look at Han Solo, right? Han Solo gets the girl. He gets the princess, right?
Yeah.
And men were men. By not being a cuck. So mm-hmm. it just, oh, man, it's, I do want to let you out of here with this. You know, what do you believe is the future of red pill content, especially with all the censorship going on and like just the nature of the content available?
Well, the alt tech space, man, they're kicking us off everything else. I'm having to do edited fucking hentai because they can't even, you know, I mean, and I got these Karens streaming my crap. They're probably trying to stream my hentai, telling me, oh, you're the worst. Most perverted. I'm like, oh, you're the worst. Well, good, because you're not the first person that's told me that, you know, and I'm going to continue to do my content on alt tech. It doesn't get that many hits, but I enjoy it. And I guess I'll continue putting that stuff on. Not Facebook, the YouTube where it gets way more hits and mm-hmm. BitChute where it gets way more hits. But, you know, I like that. And that's my I'm just going to say briefly, I liked when Chronic came in and finally said, you know what? I want to do Red Pill Entertainment. And mm-hmm. I said, that's something that we need to do because we don't have Spike. We don't have stuff like that. So, yeah, we can have uncensored Red Pill Entertainment now. We can give guys Red Pill messages in these. You know, that's what I do. I rant when I'm reading those things. A lot of people don't realize that when I read, sometimes I'll just go into a rant because there's something that in the novel, like, yeah, I know what she's talking about. I know what's up with that. And I'll talk about it. Just spur of the moment. And I love that more than anything else. I played in a band for 10 years, and I liked making heavy metal, but this just something else, you know, because I grew up with these things. I've been playing since I was, I guess, 16, teenager, you know, and now I'm older and I'm just like, wow, this there's so much you can learn from this stuff. And I'm supposed to actually do an interview with a woman, I think next week. And she apparently got red pilled by this stuff. Now, I don't know, because she says she's poly. But she apparently got red-pilled. I don't know, but we're gonna test the waters.
One thing
she is gonna say.
Tim, she learned nothing. She learned nothing. But go
one
ahead.
One thing she is gonna say though is she says that she was indoctrinated by the left, and she's basically going to explain because she went through the college. She went through feminist. She studied all those feminist courses. And she's gonna tell us exactly what the hell they teach in there. Mm-hmm. So I want to know. I mean, I'm going to literally dish it out. I'm like, what are they teaching them? What is the thing? What is actually going
Grim,
on?
That's- one of the things that to make sure that you write in your notes, mm-hmm. make sure you make it a point for, there's a few things that you want to talk about with her. How do they grade? Yeah. And then how do they push the grading system based on the answers that guys give versus the girls give? Because you've heard about those studies, right? That girls are giving better grades just because they're female.
Right.
You know, right. so if someone says, hey, Grim, I want you to write a paper on this. Well, if you have to only do like the leftist view, right? Because if you do anything other than that, oh, no, you're going to get a C-. You're like, why did I get a C? That was a well-written paper. Yeah, but I don't agree with it. You see what I'm saying? That's how they make you conform, right? Like, you know, if you're out for the good grades, right? And the guy's going to be like, because that's what you want to know, right? It's not just what were they teaching you? How were you graded, though? How were you viewed, right?
Right.
Because that like, think about it, that really does matter. Because okay, think about it like this: if a girl flunks out of her class because let's just say she starts to have the red pill in these same classes, right? Like mid semester, that girl while failing out is going to now realize the lie, right? Like, oh my god, just because I don't go along with these people, and then she'll start to look at her friends and go, these people aren't inclusive. These are the real villains, right?
Yeah.
So that's like one of those ways that you learn that, where it's like, it's important to see just how people are treated based on, like you said, ethnicity. And God forbid she was in class with a cis white male in gender studies, right? You already know how he was treated, right? Unless he was a complete beta cuck. But I do want to let you out with this. I'll let you shill. Then I got one last question for you. So, Grim, go ahead and shill yourself, brother.
All right. So, first off, you can catch me on MGTOW.TV/the Grim Lords Games and Rants. You'll probably also find me if you search Grim's Hentai Corner in there, because I have it tagged. And once you find the hentai video, you click on there, and then you can sub. All right now, I'm actually getting a lot of hits. Not a lot of subs. Not a lot of hits on the hentai. A lot of, you know, people do like my content when I go into a good one. You know, when I do a good red pill video, they like that. But the hentai is going to keep coming because I love doing it. I'm sorry. And then there's the BitChute stuff where I move a lot of that. And I think I'm going to start giving BitChute, even though I don't have that many subscribers there, I might start giving more of that red pill content back to BitChute because it was getting a lot more attention there. So I'm going to go post that stuff there. And then I have my YouTube channel, which is Grim's Censored Hentai Corner. And basically what it is me doing the weird thing of taking all the non-hentai parts out of hentai games and posting them under the tag hentai to see how many people are checking it out. And surprisingly, I've got 400 and 500 views on some of these videos, and there's not even 1 ounce of sex in them. There's people that interested because, like, a game like Starless, which is absolutely pure fucking degeneracy. Don't even get me started. This is far beyond Goblin Amputee. There's stuff I can't even talk about on this stream that goes on in there. It is beyond. It is beyond Redo of Healer. It is super.
We're gonna have to give Ken Jennings a call here to give us therapy.
Yes, people have been literally scarred by the game. But it's actually a game that has a real plot and a good story, and it gets Alex Jonesy towards the end. Yeah, it actually gets Alex Jonesy towards the end, and
it's got so much plot. Like every time there's a woman on stream, there's two giant plots right on the screen there.
Well, not quite that. Well, you know, I can talk about the premise. The premise is just a young man who is given the ability to basically he has to open 5 doors, and there's 5 girls. And in order to do that, he has to perform a sexual thing on each of the 5 girls And one of them is his teacher. No, go on. And they get more and more degenerate. I have never seen such degeneracy in my entire life. There are things that make me.
You're doing
me
a great
gag.
Sales pitch.
Hold on, Grim. I actually know a girl who needs to know this. Wait, no. What is the name of the thing?
Oh, Euphoria.
Euphoria. Because I know she's actually a friend of the show.
And this isn't the hentai. The hentai is good, but I'm talking about the visual novel, which you can get from Manga Gamer. It was on sale, but it's no longer on sale. And they actually had a physical copy version of it. I mean, with a box and disc and everything. Because it is there's a real story. There's a 5-hour true ending that has no sex in it. It got really deep, metaphysical, and all that kind of stuff towards the end. But yes, there is some of the most crazy sex because there's a girl that tortures. This is torture sex, man. This Damn. Is crazy stuff. Yes. All and right. of course,
you've already sold us. You don't need to sell us more on it.
Talking about there's another one, Starless. Starless is beyond the call of, it goes beyond the call. And Closed Game, which I'm actually supposed to promote because there's a collector's edition coming out of that pretty soon. But you can get the digital right now. And that has got some crazy shit in it. I think it's got some orc sex. I don't know about, and it's got a lot of grapes, so be careful.
All right, I got a question for Grim before we let him go.
All right.
Poker or no poker?
You know what? I was actually for the poker, but there's worse shit in maggot baits.
I like
there's it. There's way worse shit in maggot baits.
Look, I'm going to send it to my girl. Oh, Grim, I am going to let you out with this, though.
Okay.
Because it is October. Horror films. What are your favorite horror movies? It's horror October. Film. We got Halloween soon.
Okay. I am a diehard fan of Hellraiser. Big fan. Read the comics, everything else. I went pretty far. I love Clive Barker stuff. Love Stephen King's stuff. I love the really freaky horrors. Like, I want to watch Bad Biology in my server. I want to watch that. I want to watch, what is that one that Nick talked to you about? Society. I love Society. Love that freaking movie. And I love Frankenhooker. Frankenhooker is just great. I love that one. Basket Case, all that stuff. Yes.
Too old for this shit.
Well, this stuff was actually made around your era, Tim. It's not that new. It's old stuff.
Sure. I'm just getting too old to I'm getting too old for it.
I love horror. I always love a good horror movie.
Never can get too old.
Couple
for
of
it.
Great comments here. We got Thought-tober and Swalloween.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one.
Swalloween. That one's good.
Well, maybe we'll do Chameleon Crusade's launch on Swalloween.
That's great.
That one's good. I like that. But Grim, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh yeah, it was awesome, man. I had a great time. It's definitely anytime man. You want to do this again, I'm game. Don't worry about that.
Oh, definitely. Much right. appreciated, man.
Thanks, Grim. Let's see, we got an email. It's about parents, Drex.
Oh, wow. A parental email.
Yes. My parents are still married. It's pretty clear they don't love each other. Even loathe each other at some times. This is what happens when they fight. Mother is short-tempered, will throw things, but when she gets angry, she's consistently angry. Father is submissive and will agree with the mother and then insult himself, call himself trash. But then as soon as he gets defensive, he angrily screams, mother has said that father acts like a woman on her period. And I agree.
Oh.
When divorce was brought up, I asked my parents if they did a prenup. They did not, and her dad didn't even know what a prenup was.
Wow, what a cuck. Wait, so what's the question?
I'm scared I'll fall for someone who's like my father. How do I avoid that?
Oh, this is a female?
What she asked her for. Yeah.
Oh, this is from a female perspective?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's what okay, she okay. asked her for, right?
Well, here's the simplest way to do it. Does the guy remind you of dad? if the answer is yes, you have to just go for the opposite, right?
Yep.
Because this, Tim, is this not what we tell guys? When guys are like, I'm afraid I'm gonna, you know, end up being in a situation where I marry someone that's like my mom. It's like, okay, well, if she's similar to your mom, you start to analyze like she's just like my mom. Go the opposite way, right? Just go away from the pain, because that's all it's gonna be is pain, man.
Anyways, yeah, shout out to Lex for that Swalloween comment.
That's great.
Couple of people watching on the YouTube live stream, so they see this video. I'm just going to self-show that really quick. If you are a $20 level Patreon or subscribe star, which is the Supreme Alpha level, you are able to watch us record these shows live with video. If you are a member of the $10 club, or the Tyrone club as I call it, you get the audio only. So you can only listen in to the audio, which through master tech wizardry, I was able to accomplish. Although I'm not as quick setting it up as before. So I got to stop doing this like 1 minute before we record. Stupid troubleshooting. But I guess other program announcements. Oh, Drex, did you get your shirt? Do you have your shirt?
Yeah, you know what? Look. So when I put it in here, the shirt is literally right next to me.
How's the printing look on it?
There it is.
Does the print look good?
It has that very like gluey smell right now.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know that's. Oh, this is a 2X. Let me see. I do like the. I like the print.
Apex in the chat said, "Hey, bad sales pitch." Well, joke's on you. You're not seeing the Thought Patrol shirt Drex is holding up. No, I guess it sucks to be you, huh?
Nice. Look at that. Yeah, it's that great.
That is awesome.
You know, the funniest thing is, you know, we're coming up to the year anniversary, and just like, you know, things have been strolling along, you know, steady guy, new people in the Discord, you know, the shirt. And, you know, you just look at, you know, like 1-2 years ago when someone's like, oh yeah, you know, did you think you'd see your, you know, face on a shirt and blah, blah, blah. Like, not really. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way things happen, right? Like things just kind of move along, and you have a show with this person, you meet Vic Mignogna, you meet Mama Vic, you meet these people, you have people like Grim on, and, you know, just all the, you know, Undead Chronic guys, you know, guys that you've seen their content for the content creators. And then all of a sudden you're doing a show with those guys. So yeah, it's just been a fun ride, man. It's been one hell of a ride. And yeah, I like the shirt. I will definitely wear it when I'm on Nick's show, which will be not next week. I think it's the week after.
But anyway, sorry. It's been quite a year. Quite a year. We're this is episode 45, so we only got seven more weeks until we're at the 1 year anniversary.
That's crazy.
My God. That trip to England to be with Phil is looking less and less likely.
England's gonna be shut down, man. I promise.
Yeah,
you.
as this fourth wave lockdown starts hitting.
I've already heard, I think, was it Figbat was talking about that? Apex, they're rioting out in Australia. I'm telling you, like, remember when I told you back then, when Phil said they were still in full lockdown, I was like, I got this bad feeling they're gonna do it all over again. They're just going to push the reset button.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it sounds like they're doing.
So that's looking less and less likely.
We'll still figure something out. I mean, we'll definitely
do something live. Hey, maybe if I can get down into the U.S., I can drive down to Minneapolis.
Yeah, and then like I said, I'll definitely when I go on Nick's show, I'll definitely go ahead and shill him, and so that way we can help our man Lex out.
We'll help him pay the bills a little bit. We'll definitely, and I'm gonna put out to all the guests that we've had on in the last few months that we'll be doing that live stream on Monday if they want to call in and drop in, say hi. Absolutely, we will be taking Discord call-ins. I'm going to get Neo and Awu to help me with that. So they will be... what I'll do is I'll set up a public Discord so that anyone can join. You don't need to pay. You don't need to subscribe. You just get the code, go in. And then those two will be in charge of vetting everyone before they go into the show. That way I don't have to do it. I can just control the show.
You'll always get a troll or two. Trying to get in.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's really easy to shut them up because, like I said, I'll have moderators there. If they go out of line, Neil will probably just, you know, Neil will mute them and knock them offline.
So, sounds good to me.
And maybe Ken can help too, because Ken helped do Nick's call-in show. And while Nick's call-in shows tend to be chaotic, at least from the troll point of view, it was okay. You were there. You were there for that call-in show. That was the one where I called in, and I was like, "Welcome to the MGTOWN podcast." You just looked up at Nick, and you were like, "Hey, thanks for being on my show, Nick."
I do remember that.
Fuming. Oh, he was pissed. Ah, it was all in good fun, though. God, I just love trolling Nick. It's so much fun.
Well, Nick makes himself easy to troll, too.
Yes, he does. Well, he's such a boomer, too, right? But yeah, we'll do a Discord call-in show. Like I said, we're going to be there with Phil for hours and hours and hours, so we're not going to run out of stuff to talk about.
No, I always enjoy talking to Phil and getting an update from England. It's getting weird over there, man. Not as weird as Australia, but it's getting weird.
Oh, and Penance will be... Oh, by the way, I got back to you with the time on that one, right?
Yep, 3 p.m. 3 o'clock Central. Yeah, 3 p.m. Central Time, Monday. I got it stored in my phone.
Next Monday, 3 p.m. Central Time. That's our live. We're going to go live with Phil. It'll be a call-in show. Maybe we'll watch a Gale video.
Ugh. Is she still like where is that chick?
We'll find out then.
Still on the internet?
I guess so.
Because you know, some people make videos and they literally just disappear off the face of the planet, right? And other people like that, you know. So it's always kind of weird how that happens, where you see somebody and then you don't see them and whatever. But yeah, it's my phone just keeps getting weirder and weirder over here.
Oh, my phone got run over by a bus. You guys want to see it?
Oh Jesus. Oh, but yeah, it's gonna be fun on Monday. I will see you guys.
I did get a voicemail.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
That's it.
Oh, hey, that was easiest voicemail we've ever had. Hey, what's up?
All right, let's hit the outro and get our asses out of here. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. You know where to find us. You know how to support us. Stay frosty, everyone.
Stay toxic. Peace.